Greetings, blind, cool tech listeners. My first time recording something with monitor headphones on here, and it's freaking me out hearing my own voice in my head. I mean, I always have voices in my head, but they're usually not... Well, anyway. Just wanted to give a quick intro to what you're about to hear. Because... it's kind of a... Well... In many ways, it's how not to do a blind cool tech submission. Because between when I... Okay, here's the story, starting from the beginning. I live about 10 minutes away from Disneyland. 10 minutes by car. And at night, around 9:30, as long as they're doing the fireworks, because some days they don't, but especially right now, this time of year, every night around 9:30, you can hear, even from here, so far away, the fireworks in the distance. And it's... I'm a huge, huge Disney fan, and I go into some of this in the podcast you're about to listen to, but I was keeping my voice low, and I kept it so low that you can barely hear what I'm saying, so I'm going to reiterate some of it now. I've been a huge Disney fan all my life. I love Disneyland. It's my second home, I call it, because it's so much a part of who I am. And I mean, I've been influenced by the Disney ideals. I've been shaped by them. I try to live by them as much as possible. I may not always agree with the corporate policies, but the ideals are something that I strive to hold in my heart and live by their principles, at the risk of making something very deep out of something which is supposedly escapist. Well, it is escapist. That's part of its charm. I use Disneyland as a battery recharger. I use it as... it is my second home. I have an annual pass. I've had an annual pass for years. And as long as I am living anywhere close to the park... Or now I guess I can say parks, because we have Disney's California Adventure as well. But as long as I'm living in close proximity to the parks, or even not so close proximity, I will have an annual pass. But anyway, I digress. The point being, I figured for a first podcast, it'd be very cool to record the fireworks and show you what I get to listen to. And I'm kind of, in retrospect, thinking it may lose something in the translation, because you don't get to hear the show that goes along with the fireworks. And you have everything from the fact that for the first 10 or so minutes, I'm talking kind of like this, because I don't want to disturb anyone in the house. And then, of course, there's outside noise competing with my speech. So you got that going on. Then the fireworks start, and there's a helicopter and or plane doing flybys. And we have my neighbor, who is, I think they're doing something with a ladder across the street, so you have that going on. It's basically a case of Murphy's Law, but I'm going to trust my initial instincts and submit this anyway. I listened back to it, and now that I know you can actually hear the fireworks, I think some of my reactions while it's going on are actually quite amusing. Because I was sure that this was just going to come out completely unusable. And yet, I was determined I was going to submit it. Because I've been wanting to submit a podcast to Blind Cool Tech for the better part of 6 months. And I got my Olympus for Christmas. And by the way, for those of you using an Olympus, if you haven't already, make sure your settings have the mic sensitivity to dictation. It's amazing what difference it makes. I had mine on conference and kept wondering why it sounded so bad. And it was only a couple days ago that I finally thought to check it. Because I'm slow on the uptake sometimes. But anyway, if you do find that the first 10 minutes are impossible to listen to, go ahead and fast forward through it, because I've given you the basics, other than the particulars about me. And quick précis, 35, been blind since birth. And the other stuff, it's just me talking about living with my parents. Yes, I'm 35, living with my parents, and going through a divorce. Anyway, without further ado, here are the Disneyland fireworks from a distance. Okay, today is Friday, June 23rd, 2006. My name is Eric Troop, and this is my first podcast submission for Blind Cool Tech. And what I'm going to attempt to do is to record the Disneyland fireworks as heard from the house where I live, which is about 10 minutes away. And I'm sitting in a porch swing, but once the fireworks start, I will move to a better vantage point. Got about 10 minutes, I think, unless they start early. So now we play the waiting game. I don't know how this is going to come out. I'm figuring it's going to be kind of fun to... In fact, I may call this podcast First and Last, because it's my first podcast, even though it's not necessarily my own podcast feed. It's still my first podcast, and it's probably one of my last Olympus recordings, because in the next few days I'll be getting my Edirol R09 in the mail, and I'll definitely be recording these fireworks again with that to compare. Oh, and I also have my in-ear binaural mics. So this is being recorded right now with in-ear binaurals and the Olympus DM20. I've been a huge Disneyland fan since as long as I can remember as a kid, and now even as an adult. I have an annual pass, I go there pretty frequently, and it seems like every part of Disneyland is a part of me. I suppose it's a part of everybody to a certain extent, but it resonates in me more than in a lot of people. From the magic and wonder of Fantasyland to the Frontierland. I love westerns, I love nature. And you got Adventureland. Same kind of thing. I love Discovery and Indiana Jones. Tomorrowland, the whole amazing space travel and science fiction. And, I mean, there's one theme park, you got Snow White, Indiana Jones, and Star Wars. What more could you ask for? Now, these fireworks that we're going to hear from a distance are part of the Remember Dreams Come True Fireworks Spectacular, which is going on until October as part of Disneyland's 50th birthday celebration. And unfortunately, we won't be able to hear the show that accompanies these fireworks. But I just want to see how it comes out on these microphones. Hopefully this won't be a waste of time, because I've been trying to get these recorded for a couple days now, and it'd be kind of anticlimactic if it ended up sounding less than interesting. And I mean, don't be expecting up close and personal, because the fireworks are 10 minutes away by car. But they should definitely be heard over the mics. And that in and of itself, I think, is pretty darn amazing. Let's see, what else can I tell you? A little bit about myself. I'm 35 years old. I'm blind since birth. I was born 3 months premature. And normally I'm much more boisterous than this. Kind of trying to keep my voice down because I live with my parents and I'm 35 and I'm back living with my parents. It's a long story involving relationships gone bad, or one in particular, anyway. And that's a story for another time, another place, another podcast. Or maybe it's best left to the imagination. But anyway, I'm living with my parents right now for the next few months, and I just don't really want to deal with my dad saying, "Who are you talking to?" So I'm keeping my voice a little bit down. Because then I'd have to explain what a podcast was, and why I was recording it, and we're not here to do that, we're here to listen to fireworks. So, I'll save my boisterous and more extroverted nature for another podcast. And that, I can assure you, will not be left to the imagination. I've been blind since birth. I was born 3 months premature, and they put me in an incubator, and it ruined my retinas. So, it's a story I'm sure you've all heard or lived in one form or another. It's an old, old story. But, there it is, nonetheless. Oh, and Ray Forrett, if you're listening, I am barefooted. Just thought you might want to know. That was a very, very interesting podcast. If you haven't heard his podcast on the advantages of being barefoot, check it out. And I think, given the advantages to being barefooted, it must be awfully nice to be a grizzly. Yeah. I'll let that one hang. Coming up on 9:30. So you should start any time now. Here's some stuff going on across the street. Not sure exactly what that is, but the people are moving soon, so it sounds like they're messing with a stepladder or something. Oh, okay. That's a plane. I'm getting jumpy because I don't want to miss them. And like I said, this is kind of an experiment, so if this doesn't blow your socks off, fear not. Other podcasts that I create will. I just figured I've been meaning to, oh, by the way, for anyone who is using an Olympus, one reason I waited, I got my Olympus for Christmas, and one reason I waited this long to do a podcast was because I couldn't get over how crappy it sounded, and I knew about the 64k BPS limitation, but even so, I thought, man, why is this sound so hollow? Well, it turned out, I just found out a couple days ago, that I had my, I guess Olympus defaults to conference as your mic sensitivity setting. So if you're using an Olympus to record, I highly recommend you check that and put it on the dictation setting, because in my not so humble opinion, I don't have humble opinions. I'm too cocky for that. But in my opinion, ooh, I think they've started.